Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and we have the fabulous producer, Jay, on the line with us. Always so grateful and happy to start out giving my thanks and praise. I am here in Malta, and it is during the rainy season, and we are definitely feeling it today. It's super windy and wild, but today my book released in Europe, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is now available worldwide. So anybody that wants to get the book may order it now, and it will come right away. It's available on Kindle, on paperback, and on the audio, both in the CD format and Audible. So please, please, if you're listening to this and you like me at all, please order the book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring. And my happiness this week is that the book was picked as Nonfiction Book of the Week in Women's World magazine this week. So if you're at the grocery store, go pick it up. Take a look. All right. Jumping on now. We're going to our guest, who's one of my favorite people. I absolutely love this woman, and I respect her immensely. We have Dr. Patricia Musum on the line with us, and she is a real MD. Let me just say that. There's a lot of doctor that we say, but this is a medical doctor, MD. And Dr. Patricia Musum is the author of the book Beyond Medicine, A Physician's Revolutionary Prescription for Achieving Absolute Health and Finding Inner Peace. And before I even bring her on, she's nominated for a couple of book awards right now. So as we go through the show, I'll take you through it, and hopefully you'll give her a vote. Dr. Trish, welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you.
Oh, Emily, thank you so much for having me. Thanks for that lovely intro. And let me also congratulate you on your amazing new and wonderful book. And, yeah, I encourage everybody to get your book. It is just a wonderful treatise on how to bring joy into your life and live a joy-filled life. Thanks to your
wisdom and
practical suggestion.
I am so happy. I'm really proud of this book. I'm really grateful for it, and you know what makes me happy is I'm holding your book in my hands, which barely happens anymore because nobody sends the books to Malta anymore, but your publisher did, and I have it, and I love it. But what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about menopause because, well, so many of us are entering into that phase. We're all in that circle around or in it or post or this doesn't apply to us at all. I don't know, but let's talk about some hormones with women. So one of the things that we said this show was going to be about was menopause myths. So can we begin with some of the myths that maybe you hear or that people often subscribe to?
Yes, absolutely, Emily, absolutely. This is just an important topic, and it's a favorite topic of mine. I work with a lot of women who are around that period of their lives. Personally, between you and me and all your listeners, I'm past that phase, so I've gone through it. And first thing I'm going to tell you that the notion of menopause as being any sort of medical, physical, or emotional disease is absolutely, it is a myth. It is a myth. It is not a state of disease or dis-ease. It's not a state where we're necessarily going to have hot flashes or weaker bones or emotional craziness or mishigas, as we say in New York City, or sleepless nights. In fact, it is just simply another natural phase of life where we go from being able to reproduce and make little ones to the next phase of our life where we are sage and wise women and we no longer have to think about our monthly periods and our reproductive roles. So Western medicine has clearly created a huge, huge worldview, that menopause is a problem. It's a stage of life that you're going to suffer through. It's a stage of life that needs to be medicated, or maybe if you're not medicated, you should take this substance or that substance or this bioidentical hormone to alleviate this phase of your life. So it is just a natural stage of life, and it is absolutely 100% possible to move into and through this wonderful new phase of our journeys as women with ease, without any symptoms, without any dis-ease, without any physical issues, without any challenges. So that's the truth and the fact number one in response to the myth of what we're told about menopause.
You know, I have a lot of questions, actually. I feel like when we start to enter around that space, we start to think about how to balance our hormones. And I feel like that's an enormous topic, and also one that's really hard because there is no one thing. So, you know, if we do feel like we're starting to get out of balance or do want to look into what hormones are maybe not as strong as they used to be, like what are the first steps that we do?
Well, I'm going to make it really, really simple for everybody. We don't even need to think about balancing hormones. We can let go of the idea that we need to look at estrogen and progesterone and any other sub-factors or subdomains of those reproductive hormones. We don't even need to think about balancing hormones. We need to explore where we're needing to find balance in our lives. And for those of us who may have had or may be having or may have menopausal, quote, symptoms that we typically hear about, it's merely a sign that our body-mind is out of balance, and we need to be brought back into balance so we won't have those experiences or those uncomfortable feelings, sensations, or symptoms. Because it's a stage of transition, we're more susceptible, we're more vulnerable to expressing symptoms when we're out of balance. That makes sense?
Yes.
So I don't even deal with looking at reproductive hormones. I let go of all of that, and I've helped many women, including myself, come into a state of balance and not have any of those symptoms by looking at a whole person health perspective. And I do that in my own practice. I do that in my teaching. I do that when I coach people. And I do that in my health consultations. It's completely unique. It's completely individualized. There's no one-size-fits-all. I work with each person, and as one of the founding fathers, and it was a father, not a mother, but as one of the founding fathers of Western medicine said, Hippocrates, it is more important to treat the person who has the issue, symptom, or disease than the disease, symptom, or issue that person has. So it's a whole person approach to returning to a state of balance where we feel well on all levels and all the experiences and aspects of our well-being, body, mind, and spirit. Body, emotion, mind, and spirit. So I can go into more detail if you like, but I want to
give a pause. Yes.
That was a long response.
It's pretty
good,
staticky.
Good
I don't know
question.
Why, but around when you talk, it gets staticky. So I don't know if it's the phone or what's going on. But we'll just keep going with it. But yes, please go into more detail.
Okay, well, when I work with people doing health consultations, I look at what I call the four primary medicines to begin with. I look at food as medicine. Food is a primary medicine. I look at lifestyle as medicine. I look at community and relationships as medicine, and look at purpose as medicine. And I do what's called constitutional nutrition when I do food as medicine. So I work with determining the particular foods that are right for each person's unique constitution. This is a concept that draws from Asian healing paradigms like Chinese medicine and Ayurveda. It's also very familiar to a system called metabolic typing, which some people may have heard of. But basically, the bottom line is we all have a unique constitution. And you may think that you're eating really, really healthy foods. And in fact, way, way back when I was struggling with fibroids of my uterus, and I thought I was eating really, really healthy foods. I was eating lots and lots of salads. I thought salads were healthy, and raw vegetables. I learned that raw foods were not right for my particular constitution. So when I started to understand this idea of constitutional nutrition and I switched my foods around, my body mind came into more balance. So I was aggravating whatever was going on in my body, including those fibroids. I was feeding them by the state of imbalance in my body. So food as medicine has also to do with beverages, condiments. Sugar and caffeine are huge. I consider caffeine a drug. I don't say that with any judgment. I don't say it with any judgment. There's no judgment here. There are no shoulds, no rights or wrongs. But if we find that we're using caffeine, and I use caffeine like a drug for many, many years, especially during my medical training, I knew where every nurse's station was that had the best coffee all day long, all night long when I was overnight on call. But if we're using caffeine to get through our day, this is a very good way to determine if you're needing to move better into a better state of balance. Then we are really medicating ourselves, and we are creating adrenal stress on our body, meaning we're giving ourselves fake energy to get through our day. So we're already pushing our bodies out of balance, right? And if we're craving a lot of sugar, we're doing the same thing. We may crave sugar for many different reasons. We may crave sugar because we are tired, and sugar is helping us have energy. We may crave sugar because we have a dysbiosis in our large intestine, and we're feeding that dysbiosis. I'm talking about the microbiome in the gut. I'm sure everybody's heard of the microbiome. Sometimes we can have an imbalance of what's living in the gut can cause us to crave carbs and crave sugars. So it's about bringing everything into balance, looking at what we're taking into our bodies. Is it right for our constitution? Are we doing sugar and carbs because we're exhausted or because we're feeding an imbalance? Are we using caffeine as a substance? Are we using alcohol as a substance? You know, if we're using alcohol to really wind down, we're, again, creating an imbalance. We're not acknowledging the energy balances in our bodies throughout the day. I'm not judging caffeine and alcohol. I'm just saying if we're using them in a way, they can be pushing our body minds into a state of imbalance, so we're out of whack to begin with, and we're going to be susceptible to this beautiful transition period of our life where we're moving from being reproductive mamas to being wise mamas. Right? Makes sense?
Okay, let me ask you this. I'm about to tell you something that I don't usually offer because, I'm a major sugar addict. And I mean major, major, major. I mean, I probably eat chocolate like people do heroin, really. But I've always loved it, and I actually have never had any desire not to love it. But I definitely have gotten to a place where it's getting out of hand. So I know that it's feeding some sort of imbalance, but how do I... Because of the fact that I find it, well, just so incredibly difficult to navigate, I do not know how to get out of that. So is there, what's the first step to something
like
that? Yeah,
thank you for sharing that, Emily. And I'll share with you and with everybody that I've been there, too. I've had major sugar addictions. I don't even like to say sugar addictions because the word addiction carries so much judgmental weight. But I've struggled myself through most of my adult life for many, many years until I learned really to start practicing what I was already preaching in my work. I was struggling with emotional overeating, with craving sugar. I found out I had imbalances in my large intestine using caffeine. So there are a number of ways to look at it. First of all, you know, what's going on in the digestion system? That's a really easy way to look at. Are we feeding an imbalance in the microbiome? I found out that I actually was craving carbs and doing a lot of what I thought was just uncontrollable emotional overeating, but because I had dysbiosis in my large intestine, and I was feeding the bacteria that were living there. So that was one element to it. And the other element to it is, where's your energy? You know, is the sugar feeding your energy? And the only thing, the only way to actually get off of sugar, and this is really hard, is to just stop sugar. Because once we have sugar, the body wants more. I love chocolate, too. I love dark chocolate, too. But you know what? I don't keep it in my house because I have a hard time just eating one piece. You may find that easier than I do. But
no.
It's really about, like, stepping back and saying, okay, what's going on with the sugar? Is it an energy issue? Is it a microbiome issue? often for many of us, and I went through this too, sometimes we crave sweets because we're needing more sweetness in our lives. There's always an emotional component to what we're craving. So those are three areas to look at. There's another element that I didn't speak about yet, and that's the second medicine that I called lifestyle medicine. You know, if we're going throughout our day, which I often did in my medical training and even in my early years as a holistic physician when I was kind of learning and studying and not always doing so well at putting my teachings and what I was learning into practice, lifestyle medicine is more powerful than a physician's prescription. If we are going throughout our day, going nonstop without pausing to rest our minds and rest our bodies in between all that doing, we're pushing our body minds into a state of imbalance. We weren't invented to go nonstop. If you look at little kids, and I know you have kids, so you know about this. If you look at babies and infants and toddlers and puppies and kittens, and I have a dog, so I know about dogs, they play when they want to play. They rest when they're tired. And they'll just rest whenever they feel like resting. And we human beings have lost touch often, in many cases, myself included, for many years, with the ability to connect within and know where our core energy is and are we needing to stop. We get stuck in our mindset. We get stuck often in shoulds and in the doing. We don't stop to pause and rest that mind. And it's the mind that often gets us carried away with the doing. So lifestyle medicine is a really important medicine to kind of check in with and say, hey, you know, am I getting what I'm needing during my day? Am I going through my day on caffeine? Am I kind of winding down with alcohol? Am I crashing at night? No judgment there, but it's a sign that the body-mind is not in its natural, most optimal state of balance, and it's going to have symptoms. So it's a way to kind of reframe our relationship to our days and how we move through our days. I live in New York City where people are mostly really focused on doing. There's a tremendous amount of energy here, frenetic energy, and there's very little stopping to pause. Thankfully, my dog helps to remind me because I can tend to go there too when I'm working. I'm on a roll and I think, well, let me just finish this or let me call this next person. My dog reminds me when it's time to stop and pause to allow my mind and to allow my body to rest. In fact, before our call, I was working on something very intensely, and I realized, well, you know what? If I'm going to be any use to Emily on her show, I need to just stop and pause and close my eyes for like 10 minutes. So you may be craving sugar because your core energy is needing support. You may be, and I don't mean you, Emily, but everyone
right.
in general. You may be craving sugar because you are feeling in need of emotional sweetness. We can be depressed and crave sugar and carbs. It makes serotonin in the brain. You may be craving sugar because you got a microbiome imbalance. So when I work with somebody, I look at all these issues, you know, the emotions, the digestion, the lifestyle, how they're going about their day, to see really what's the source of those cravings. Cravings are always a sign of an imbalance. If I'm exhausted and I'm not resting and I'm not taking my time to take pause, I'm going to crave all sorts of stuff that my body isn't ultimately going to need, but my body's telling me in the moment, I need that sugar, because sugar gives our brain instant energy. It gives our body instant energy. So we're evolutionarily primed to think biologically, to feel biologically. The brain tells us biologically, you need energy, you need sugar, and you're going to crave sugar. Nothing bad about it. Again, like I said, I like to remove the judgment away from cravings and addictions. I don't even like that word. But it's just a sign of an imbalance, And our body-mind is always doing the best it can to right it. If we're craving coffee or if we're craving alcohol or craving sugar, our body-mind is doing the best it can to right an imbalance by offering us these intense desires for these substances. So they're signals. Make sense?
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating because I think if I were on the outside looking in and knowing me as me, the only part that I've actually got under control, the only of the different medicines that you're talking about is the spiritual part, the meditation, the mind, the taking the breaks, the being very aware, the softening, that I have. I've got that part. But the other parts, the external things, I'm so out of balance. I was actually thinking about this just today because Cadbury Cream Eggs just came out, and they're my favorite time of year. But I had this thought of like, I work from home. And I think that's a detriment sometimes, because when I used to have a job, I was really strict about what I took with me. Like, I used to eat those Greens Plus bars that were chocolate covered, and I could do 3 massages in 1 bar. Like, I would divide it into 3 and eat it between each client. Mm-hmm. And I stayed really clean because I don't like to eat any meats or anything if I'm going to put my hands on people. Mm-hmm. And so I was really much more strict back then. And now I'm home, and it's like, I feel like they're almost screaming from the candy bowl, like, are you writing? You should bring me with you. they're really here, but yeah. I'm really good with the spirit side. I take a bath every day. I mean, aside from just getting clean, I take a bath in the bathtub. Mm-hmm. I sit outside at night every night under the moon and stars and meditate, and I'm really good at feeling my body and when it's off, but I'm not good at feeling my body when it comes to the external triggers and the nutrition stuff, which I've gone in and out of being really healthy and not. Mm-hmm. Now, we've got to take a quick commercial break, but I want to pick up on this because I know I'm not alone in this. So we're on with Dr. Patricia Musum. She's the author of Beyond Medicine, A Physician's Revolutionary Prescription for Achieving Absolute Health and Finding Inner Peace. Don't go away, everyone. We'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, the body heals itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. We are back from commercial break. We've got Dr. Patricia Musum on the line. Before we jump in and continue that conversation, you are up for 2 awards, one of which the public can vote for. So take us through the new OM Times Award and how people can vote for Beyond Medicine.
Oh, Emily, thank you so much. Yeah, I was honored to be nominated for an OMI award from the OM Times. It's an award that you can vote for me. you can vote for Beyond Medicine. There's a link that you have to go to. I don't know how to share that link with everybody, though. How do we do
probably that? Probably if you go to Ohm Times, you can probably vote for
it. Oh, yeah, go to Ohm Times. Great idea. Somewhere you're going to find that contest, and you'll go to the Alternative Health and Healing section, and you will find my book, Beyond Medicine.
So now let's talk about your online course.
Oh, Emily, thanks. Yeah, I'm actually working on developing an online course that's based on the teachings of my book. The online course is called, similarly, Beyond Medicine, and it's called The Physician's Revolutionary Prescription for Healing Yourself and Transforming Your Life. So it's basically same idea, but a little bit different title. And it's going to be an 8-week live online course. It's going to be offered starting in late March, and I'm going to also have lots of interactive sessions. We're going to have a private course website, a private discussion community for students, lots of materials that they can use week to week. If people can't make the live recordings, they're all recorded. It's going to be housed in a lovely little Beyond Medicine platform and have some nice bonuses. Everybody who joins gets my book, some other videos that I've been working on to support people's journeys. And basically, in this course, I'm sharing what I share in the book, which is a way to well-being that is really profound in its ease and really extraordinary in its results. And it's all because of what I've learned through my own journey of challenges and struggles living in a body, my own challenges with health, my own challenges, both physical health. I've had quite a few issues with chronic disease, as we call it. I've struggled with anxiety and depression for a good part of my life, and I share many, many tools and many practices to help people move through whatever they're dealing with. And it's a book that can help people with a health issue, and it can help people navigate any issue, anything that's going on in their lives. It's a way to well-being no matter what's going on. So thanks for letting me plug that.
Well, I think that's really important. And what it made me think about is, for anybody who's listening, I have met Dr. Trish in person, which is different than a lot of guests that are on my show. And I met her in New York one beautiful day before I moved to Malta. We have the same literary agent, which we actually share. It's 30 of us nowadays, so he's really upped his numbers with authors, but we share the same literary agent, and I had never met Trish until I came to New York that day. And your energy is so beautiful and calm and serene, and you made me feel very invited. And also you're very non-judging. So I felt like you came energetically very neutral, which I think makes a very good medical doctor or holistic doctor, any sort of person that deals with health. You tend to come in as a neutral because that's what it takes. And you carry that with you all the time. And I really, really encourage anybody who's listening to this and they've been wanting to meet with a doctor who would listen and be able to help point the direction for the next place to get to a healthier space. Dr. Trish is one of those people, and I think it's important because today we're talking about menopause, but that's just one aspect of health and healing. It just happens to be the subject that I was asking her about a lot for myself and a few friends of mine that we decided, let's put you on the show and have more conversation about it. But you work with people one-on-one, so I do want to make sure that people understand through hearing this that they can sign up to work with you. And I want you to tell people how that can come to be.
Oh, Emily, thank you so much. That's such generous thoughts you have. Thank you. You're so lovely yourself. Everybody who's listening, I felt the same way about this remarkable woman as well. Just truly down to earth, beautiful, vibrant energy just flowing out of her. Just flowing out of her. Anyhow, I do.
Okay, how do people work with you?
What's important to know is I don't do primary care, so I work with people as a specialist in my own what I call transformational medicine approach. So people would need to have their primary care doctor, and then they could work with me, but whatever's going on. And if they wanted to learn more, they can just go to my website and check that out and contact me on my website. It's transformationalmedicine.org. Transformationalmedicine.org. And I offer for everybody a no-charge chat to hear what's going on, to talk about how I would work with you specifically, and then people can decide if I feel like a fit for them. And we usually need about 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes for that chat. And I work with people from all over the world, even in Malta. So I'm global. I'm local in New York City, but I work globally. I do remote video sessions and phone consultations. I also do what I call mind-body healing sessions, and that addresses actually the emotional component. We didn't get to that in our earlier discussion, but there's always an emotional link to every physical issue that's going on in her body, and we need to clear that completely in order for the body to move to a state of balance and heal and be free of symptoms. So I do a lot of energy medicine and mind-body medicine techniques in my mind-body healing sessions. So it's all on my website if people want to explore further.
The emotional component is the foundation of my work as far as muscles and emotion and where we carry pain, why people constantly come with the same issues in the same part of their body all the time, and what is that, what emotion is sitting behind those muscles. So that's the primary foundation of my work for the last 20 years that I've been
And that studying. Is so beautiful and so important, and there's so much misinformation, and there's so many myths about bodily pain that continue to be promulgated. There's a little chapter in my book about that on physical pain, on healing physical pain and the emotional links to physical pain, and how chronic pain actually, once it's been chronic, no longer has any physical cause. It's usually always linked to emotions. And you know that firsthand because that's the core of your work.
It is the core of my work. And you know what? I was actually thinking about this just today because I don't really talk about the core of my work anymore. I live in a place where I don't have a work visa. I don't have a permit to work. So I've changed my life completely to where I interview these farmers and study food and learn to get to know food as its own personality and energy and how it relates to our soul in a different way. But I miss terribly sometimes, a lot of times, working with people and studying the muscles more, because I do feel like the work that I've spent the last 20 years on isn't being continued without me doing some of the continuation out in the field. And I have a lot of thoughts about that, and I'm going to bring that up after we go to commercial break, because there is something really important that I do want to mention, and I want your thoughts on it. So don't go away, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Trauma or joy, shame or happiness, guilt or empowerment. Let Emily's new book, Healing Ourselves Whole, be the bridge to help you release negative emotions to help you heal on every level to create more joy, more health, and more vitality. Our body knows what we might forget. It's time to rearrange your inner conversation into spectacular health and happiness, and Healing Ourselves Whole is your step-by-step guide. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, The Body Heals Itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
The Bright Side of Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing, and I want to jump right back in with Dr. Patricia Musum. And that spelling is M-U-E-H-S-A-M. M-U-E-H-S-A-M. That's how you can find her, Musum, Dr. Patricia Musum. And you can find Beyond Medicine, a physician's revolutionary prescription for achieving absolute health and finding inner peace. And you can find that wherever books are sold. It is published through New World Library, so you can also go to their website or to Dr. Trish's website, transformationalmedicine.org. Okay, I was just thinking about this morning, so I'm not going to say who it is, but a person that's close to me that I love dearly is very immature emotionally. They absolutely will do anything they can to avoid feeling their feelings, and they're in their 70s, so there's no way, like, I'm not going to get through to this person. But they've done a better job. However, this, because they never felt the feelings, I believe, and I think you agree with me, that when you don't face your feelings, they grow roots. And eventually, they will choke you out. So you have to really watch, because seeds that get planted can grow in all different ways. Negative seeds, positive seeds, seeds of wildflowers, seeds of goodness, seeds of sorrow. And when you don't face that, it has no place left to go but deeper inside the body. And so that's dangerous. And years later, she developed breast cancer. And I believe that that's the body's way of finally expressing all the grief that she wasn't willing to express. I know there's research on it, but I also know that it's very tough to say things of that nature without people freaking out, because I also understand that there's an enormous genetic component as well. But I do want to hear your take on these, let's not limit just to cancer, but certain illnesses, because the grief or whatever the emotion is, never came out.
Yeah, Emily, thank you. That's such an important topic, and it's a topic, a concept, a worldview that Western medicine is really not able to address, because we've dissected the essence of human beings into parts of the body. And if you have an emotional issue, you go to a psychiatrist. If you have a gastrointestinal issue, my tongue is tied, you go to a GI person. If you have a female reproductive issue, you go to a OBGYN. Emotions, thoughts, feelings are instantaneously, intimately, ineffably linked to every physical element, aspect, symptom, illness, disease in our body. Every symptom, illness, disease has an emotional component. And if we want to actually heal that symptom, illness, disease, rather than just suppress it with medication or other Western approaches, and sometimes that's necessary, I'm not dismissing that. Sometimes we may be in an abject discomfort, we may need to address that medicinally. But if we don't address the emotional roots, the emotional links of those physical issues, we will never heal them. We will never heal them. So every disease has an emotional component. In fact, there's been some very interesting and very important work on breast cancer patients in which the women were asked to do one of two things. One group of the women was told to fight the disease as if it were a bad thing. And, you know, we really horribleize illness and disease in Western medicine. It's a bad thing to be feared. So fight it. Try to get rid of it. It's not something you want to have. And the other group of women was given the opportunity and told, actually, to access, get in touch with all the feelings that were arising around their diagnosis, their treatment, their experience through this illness, whether it were grief, whether it were rage, whether it were frustration, whether it were fear, whatever the feelings were, and any other feelings that had arisen from their life, to get in touch with those feelings. And the bottom line result of this study is very important, but it's not surprising to me at all. Those women who are asked to be aware of and accepting of their feelings had improved health outcomes, had less symptoms of sickness, and had better findings on various studies, laboratory studies and imaging studies. So the take-home message is that, yes, what we hold in grows. What we hold in becomes a focus for disease in the body, or it can be. What we resist persists. What we resist persists. When we fight feelings, when we are afraid of feelings, when we aren't able to lean into feelings, we literally create stress in the body, physiologic stress in the body. This is another theme in my book, and there's a big part of my book called Healing from the Inside Out, Emotional Healing. And I explain that it's really, really simple to move through feelings. It's simply by just being present in the moment and feeling. And I offer various tools for feeling. Just, we can breathe the feelings. We can do somatic experiences, feeling the feelings in the body. There are many, many ways to feel the feelings. We can write about them. But if we don't allow the energies of those feelings to move through us and out of us, they will stay stuck. And yes, I loved your metaphor of growing roots and going all over the place. It's exactly what can happen. All disease has a dis-ease component. So I'm so sorry that your friend went through that, but yes, indeed, her feelings are linked to her physical health, intimately, ineffably. And that's another element, if we wanted to go back to the menopause topic, is that, yeah, if there's stuff going on in your life, if there's emotional distress, if you're holding stuff in, if you're in a relationship that's not supportive and you're feeling sad, angry, fearful, frustrated in any way, whatever those feelings are, we're allowed to feel the feelings. There's nothing wrong with rage. There's nothing wrong with anger. There's nothing wrong with grief. There's nothing wrong with sadness. Those are normal and natural aspects of our humanness, and it's okay to have them. It's how we work with them, how we experience with them, that can either make us sick and keep us sick, or help us to heal and to get well and to stay well.
It's so powerful. It's so powerful. I know you're saying that we don't need to look into hormones, but that just seems so odd to me. Like, explain that to me further, that I am going to go through this and not worry about the hormones at all?
Your hormones will balance themselves naturally. Our hormones balance themselves naturally. We go from an estrogen dominant in the ovaries to the adrenals making estrogen, but we don't even need to go there. If we can become balanced body-mind, then the hormones balance themselves. Make sense? And I'll tell you, there's a new wave of, it's been going on a while, it's not such a new wave, there's a whole big arena of bioidentical hormones, and I will share that I'm very, very against bioidentical hormones. People think, oh, it's okay, it's not estrogen. Every type of hormone that's taken exogenously is working at the level of the nucleus in the cell. This is the science of it all. And every single exogenous hormone that's taken from outside the body, even if it's, quote, a bioidentical hormone, has the potential to cause what's called oncogenic transformation in the nucleus. And we have seen links between exogenous hormones and disease years later. Women that have fertility treatments, they get over, some of them get ovarian cancer. Women that take estrogen for menopause, there's a higher incidence of certain cancers. I don't recommend anybody taking exogenous reproductive hormones, even if they're bioidentical hormones. In fact, a very, very good... and we're almost out.
It's okay. We've got one more commercial break. So tell me that. We'll take a quick commercial break and you'll finish that statement. So don't go away, everybody. We'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
If you have low vision or are blind, then listen up. There's now high visibility trendy sports clothing available just for you. At AwareWolfGear.com, you'll find attractive, stretchy, warm hoodies, headgear, leggings, even kids' wear to fit the duality of blindness, the need to be seen without drawing needless attention. Check out these trendy clothes for yourself or for someone you know at AwareWolfGear.com. That's AwareWolfGear.com. AwareWolfGear.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Usually it's Emily's Energy Corner. We're keeping Dr. Trish on the line, and we're just going to go back and forth. So you were just in the middle of talking about these what did you call them, bioidentical hormones?
Bioidentical hormones, yeah. And I don't recommend them either. As I said earlier, I work with people individually, so I determine their unique constitution. Sometimes I do use supplements. Sometimes I use botanicals. Sometimes I use various homeopathic remedies. But it's all catered to the person, not the condition. So it wouldn't be catered to the menopausal condition. We might write an imbalance in somebody's digestive system. We might need to give them a mineral that might help bring their body back into balance. But I really advise, I caution people to be very wary of all the natural and holistic health information they're getting out on the internet, that bioidentical hormones are the way to go, or chaste tree berry is the way to go, or black cohosh or Purific America are the way to go. You have to be careful with these products, and we're not necessarily supporting the whole person healing. We're actually treating the symptoms again. And when we treat symptoms, we can push things deeper. We can push issues deeper. So I'm not against botanicals, I'm not against supplements, I'm not against other substances, and I do use them, but I use them on a one-on-one, case-by-case basis.
Interesting. So you do use them, though. You're not saying that they're not, that they don't have...
No, I wouldn't use like the bioidentical hormones, but I might suggest botanicals for somebody, I might suggest supplements. But those are coming more from a not treating the symptom, not treating the hot flashes or not treating the bone issues, treating the body to bring the body into state of balance so the hot flashes remit, so the sleep improves, so the bone issue, so the bone stays strong.
Oh, that's another thing, because my friend, she had a hysterectomy and went through early menopause and now is dealing with osteoporosis. And she's having a really tough time figuring out. She decided she didn't want to do any sort of supplementation necessarily, but is there things that we can do to keep those bones stronger?
Yeah, well, first of all, bones, it's a fact of life that as our bodies grow older, our bones become less strong. It's a fact of life, okay? Now, that's just an element of aging that I think many of us, especially in Western culture, have a hard time with wrinkles and bones and hair and all that sort of thing. But that doesn't mean we can't keep the bones strong to support us and to be healthy. But again, here, when I work with somebody with that issue, I work with the person, not the bone diagnosis. You see, I look at their lifestyle, I look at their diet, I look at their relationships, I look at, are they living their purpose? Are they miserable? Are they unhappy? All those factors are creating an energy of support or disease in their body, and we try to bring them into balance. There are certain substances that we can use to help the body be stronger, to help the bones be stronger. But I don't ever suggest calcium. Let me put that out there. I don't ever suggest calcium or any of the bisphosphonates. They are not working to make bones stronger. And often we are finding calcium in the small vessels of the brain and the kidney and the heart in people who are taking calcium supplements. Food is our first medicine. Food is the best place to get the nutrition that we need for our body, for our tissues, for our organs, for our bones, for our nails, for our hair. Sometimes, again, I say I may prescribe supplements or botanicals and or botanicals, but it's on a case-by-case basis. So your friend has a situation that's common to women who have had hysterectomies, and there are definitely ways to support that without taking medications. And I want to say, you know, finally, one last very important point.
Yeah.
Beliefs are more powerful. Our beliefs are more powerful than we think. If you buy into the notion, and this is important as well, and I was going to say something earlier about the breast cancer mention, beliefs are more powerful. Beliefs are more powerful than we believe. If I believe something, I can manifest that in my body. So if I believe that because I've had a hysterectomy, I'm destined to have this physiologic experience in my body, I'm destined to have this emotional experience in my body, I can create that reality. The mind makes matter. Our consciousness manifests our reality. So it's very important to work with any limiting beliefs that we're having, and it can be very challenging because Western medicine teaches us that, well, if this is going on in your life or menopause is the situation, you're going to believe that. Western medicine teaches us that if you inherit the breast cancer gene, you're going to get breast cancer. That is absolutely not true. We do not inherit diseases. We inherit tendencies. Unless, of course, it's an inborn genetic disease that we have a genetic transformation for. But we do not inherit diseases. Just because our mother, our aunt, our grandmother had breast cancer does not mean we're going to get breast cancer. We need to have surgery to remove all of our reproductive organs. We only inherit tendencies, and we can affect those tendencies with our thoughts and our emotions and our lifestyle and our food. And that is called epigenetics. This is very, very important. We can affect the genes and how they're expressed. Now, I will also say that if somebody is so in the belief system that, oh my God, my mother had this issue and my aunt had this issue, and my grandmother had this issue, and they're not able to change what they're believing. Sometimes it's more important for them to follow whatever is their gut instinct. But we promulgate an environment of fear in the general public with these dogmas about inheriting diseases. And when you hear that, oh my God, I'm going to inherit this disease, that fear takes over your body, and that fear can create illness in your body, right? So if we can reprogram our thoughts and our emotions, we can turn off that belief that is programming our body to express itself in a certain way. Now, that may feel very challenging to people. There's a wonderful man by the name of Joe Dispenza. I mentioned him in my book. It's a lot more to go into today, but he actually teaches people how to do just that, how to shift your belief to shift the reality of your body. He healed himself of a spine that was fractured in multiple areas after a severe accident in a biking race. He was slammed by an SUV and catapulted off his bike and feet into the air. He was left with a shattered spine, told he probably would never walk again. He would be in a wheelchair for life. He healed himself through the power of his mind. Now, am I saying that everybody can do that? Well, it may sound super challenging, but it's absolutely theoretically possible. And it's all about letting go of our fears and our disbeliefs. And getting back to what I was saying before about emotions, we let go of our fears and our disbeliefs, not by fighting them, not trying to be strong and through positive affirmations. Positive affirmations do not work, will never work, because we may be harboring underneath those positive affirmations the very opposite: doubts, disbeliefs, fears. We need to lean into our fears. We need to lean into our disbeliefs. It's through leaning in that those energies of emotions can shift. Make sense?
Oh, you know, my friend was a nurse at Emory, and one of the things the teacher said was, genetics loads the gun, but lifestyle pulls the trigger.
Emily, you know, you were just breaking up a little bit. I didn't hear what you said. The last
My friend was at nursing school at Emory, and they were talking similar to what you're saying. Can you hear me?
Yes.
And they said genetics loads the gun, but lifestyle pulls the trigger.
Ah, that's marvelous.
I don't like the
gun analogy, but it's a great analogy.
Yeah. But it makes sense, though. I mean, it was really powerful to me when she said that like, you know, your genetics do not, they load, but they don't, they're not the part. Lifestyle pulls the trigger. Oh, my gosh, we're already out of time. I've loved having you on, and I look forward to having you back again with us. You guys that
Thank
are listening, you
so
can order
much.
Her book. You can go to her website. You can vote for her book, too. And please go to transformationalmedicine.org. Dr. Trish, I adore you. I'm grateful for you. And you guys that are listening, make it a great week.
Emily A. Francis offers you a unique approach to healing that works directly within the memory systems of your body. Healing Ourselves Whole is a groundbreaking interactive book containing everything you need to clean your emotional house from top to bottom, including journal prompts and audio meditations, all to help you dig deep into your past, change the dialogue, and let go of the pain and trauma to have a joyful and fully empowered life. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.